Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, while pretending to be unconscious in the home of Biggie Conroy, the racket boss, Clark Kent realizes he is in a desperate plight as he hears Biggie say to his followers,
"Men, I think Clark Kent is Superman, and I'm going to prove it right now. Just watch me."
Listen carefully now, gang, to what I'm about to say, because what you will hear is a warning. That's right, a warning designed to put you on the alert, so that you will be aware of a dangerous booby trap. Most of you, I'm sure, know what a booby trap is. But just to jog your memory, I'll tell you that a booby trap is a vicious, deadly device of war. It can be a phony flower pot, a pretty picture on the wall, a comfortable chair. Just anything innocent looking, but rigged and set to explode the moment it is touched by an unwary sucker. Yes, that's what they are in war. But ideas can be booby traps, too, believe me. You can fall victim to ideas that sound innocent enough when you hear them, but you find that they explode in your face if you attempt to use and apply them in your daily life. Now, one phony idea, that any other person is not as good as you because of his race, his origin, or the way he worships God, is a booby trap idea. It's a deadly explosive rigged by bigoted, prejudiced people with premeditated intent to set friend against friend, neighbor against neighbor. Yes, that booby trap idea can make a nation weak and a people divided. It can even lead to war. We know that that's true because we saw it happen when the German people fell for the phony booby trap idea of the master race. It certainly exploded in their faces, didn't it? Well, the same thing can happen to us if we fall for that stuff. So let's be on the alert against the phony ideas of racial prejudice and religious bigotry. The idea of booby traps that are waiting for suckers to bite. Let's be aware of the danger and do our utmost to resist attempts to pit Americans against other Americans.
And now, the adventures of Superman! Believing that members of the underworld suspected he was Superman and were attempting to prove it, Clark Kent tried to throw them off the track by pretending to be seriously injured in an automobile accident. But Biggie Conroy, the racketeer who was directing the move to unmask Superman, was suspicious of Kent's accident. And that night, as Kent lay wrapped in bandages and supposedly unconscious, a gang of Conroy's men overwhelmed Kent's friends, the famous Batman and Robin, and captured the reporter. Realizing that if he beat off the men, he would reveal his identity of Superman, Kent had no choice but to let them take him to Biggie Conroy's house, with his only hope that Batman and Robin would be able to trail him. Now, still wrapped in bandages and pretending to be unconscious, Kent lies on a couch in Biggie Conroy's living room. His mind races desperately, seeking for some escape, as he hears the big racket boss speak to Slick Bailey, a henchman, and Chopin, his piano-playing companion.
Maybe Kent is what he makes out to be, a newspaper reporter. But me, I think he's Superman. And here's where I prove it.
What are you going to do, Biggie?
Just keep your eyes open, Chopin, and you'll see.
Hey, what's the idea tonight, Biggie?
Can't you guess, Slick?
Well, no.
Neither can I.
Well, just watch me, boys. In a minute, we're going to find out for sure if Kent is Superman. Now I'm going to... Hey, what the...
Hey, that's the door.
Somebody's at the door.
Holy smokes, who can that be?
I don't care who it is. We can't let anybody in now. So be quiet. We'll make out like nobody's home.
Boy, I hope it ain't the cops, Biggie.
They shouldn't be the cops.
Oh, we got Dr. Bushnell here, you know. If they traced him, they...
I think it's just one of the boys.
I don't care who it is, I tell you. We can't let anybody in.
Open the door. It's the police.
What the...
Hey, it is the cops, Biggie.
Hey, let me think.
Pinky, I told you we should have got rid of Dr. Bushman. Now we got a kidnapping ring.
Maybe they found out we got Kent.
Yeah, that too.
We know you're in there. Open that door.
Hey, quick, you guys, help me stow Kent onto the sofa.
Yeah. Looking for him, Pinky. They'll search the place.
Yeah, well, we'll have to take that chance. Yeah, under the couch with him. Push.
Yeah, okay.
If they find Bushman in the basement, we might get the chair.
This is your last chance. Open the door, or do we break it?
Yeah, just a minute. That does it. Go on, Chopin, play piano. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Slick, get that scared look off your face.
Okay.
They're coming. Sorry it took me so long to open the door, officer.
You're Conroy, aren't you?
Yeah. We didn't hear you at first. We were having a little party, a little music.
Yeah, that's right.
Close the door, Burke, and watch.
Okay.
You, stop beating that piano.
Yeah. Okay, copper.
Look here, officer. What's the idea of barging in like this? I'm a citizen. I pay my taxes.
Conroy. In case you forgot, your pal Mike Hickey isn't running Metropolis anymore, so you can't kick the law around and get away with it like old time.
I don't know what you mean.
You shouldn't ought to say things like that.
No, we all obey the law.
Cut it out. Conroy, we spotted you on the drive a little while ago and trailed you here.
Oh, trailed us?
There must be some mistake, officer. I've been right here all evening.
Cut it out, Conroy. I tell you, we trailed your car here. Up to this street anyhow. And we just identified the car and your driver.
But I tell you, I wasn't out in my car.
That's right, officer. He was right here.
You can tell that to the judge.
The judge?
Yeah, we clocked you at 65 miles an hour on the drive. So here's your ticket for speeding.
Huh? For speeding?
Well, I'll be... you mean that's all
you... Shut up, Chopin.
Come on, Bert. Let's go.
Speeding, eh? How do you like that?
Oh, boy, I thought we was dead pigeons.
Me too. And all I wanted was to... slip us a ticket for speeding.
Okay, enough comedy. Get back to Kent now. You guys help me get him out from under the sofa. Oh, come on!
This is it, Robin. 1272 Adams Street. File out.
Okay, Batman. I hope this is the right place.
The License Bureau said the car we followed and lost belongs to Biggie Conroy, the racketeer, didn't they?
Well, sure, but...
And this is Conroy's house. Come on, make like a mouse.
But Biggie Conroy didn't jump us in Clifftown and maybe take Mr. Kent away. It was Slick Bailey and his guerrillas.
Hasn't it occurred to you, Robin, that Bailey could be working for Biggie Conroy?
Say, that could be. Conroy's a big operator.
And how? Hold it.
What's up?
Two men coming from the garage.
Uh-oh. We'll see us here in the driveway.
Quick, get behind those bushes on the lawn. Yeah.
Hold that!
They saw us, Batman. Quiet.
I saw something. Come on, let's have a look.
Ah, Mr. Knight.
Yeah, that's right. We're just two little kittens.
Oh, quiet, Robin.
Come on.
Here they come, Batman.
Right. Now, when I give the word up and at them, make it fast and quiet.
Check.
Something went into these bushes.
Now, Robin.
Yeah, man. What are you talking about? Get this.
Sorry, Mr. I'm the Sandman.
Oh, and I'm that little kitten you saw. Feel my claws?
Oh!
Nice going, Robin. They'll sleep for a while.
Now what, Batman?
You see that balcony on the second floor extending out over the driveway?
I'm practically on it right now. Wait till I get my rope.
All right. Here goes mine.
Oh, bullseye. I'll loop the other post.
Good shot. Come on now. Shimmy up to the balcony.
Oh, check. Say, Batman.
Save your breath, Robin. Climb.
Yeah, but it just occurred to me. Oh, he took care of two gorillas just now, but there was a car full. Maybe we should have brought a few cops along so as not to hog the whole show ourselves, you know.
Don't know for sure that Ken is here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Up you come.
All set. Now we walk in and look for Ken.
That's a match. I hope this French door is not locked. Yeah. Come on now, Robin. Quietly.
Okay.
What the...
Who turned the lights on?
We did, sonny boy.
Batman, they've got guns.
So I see. Three of them.
Yeah, we got guns. So don't try nothing smart.
Dismayed, Batman and Robin face three hard-faced men, each of them holding a revolver. We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
You know, gang, no one has much use for a blowhard. He's the kind of guy who's always full of hot air. He's got the right word for every occasion and is always set with a ready-made speech that rolls glibly off the tip of his tongue. But have you ever seen a guy like that who is ready and able to back up his wondrous flow of words with action? You bet you haven't, and what's more, you never will. Well, some blowhards are sort of harmless. They just go around dispelling hot air, and the worst thing they do is make a nuisance of themselves. But some of them get all loaded up with hot air about people. And when they start spouting their phony ideas of race prejudice and bigotry, well, then you kind of find yourself counting to 10 to keep from letting them have a sock right on the nose. But violence never does any good with characters of that kind. You got to be able to out-talk them with facts, I mean. Real solid facts that prove all men are created equal, and one man is as good as another. And what's even more important, you've got to live that kind of talk. That's brotherhood. And that's what makes for peace. You see, when you treat everyone like a regular Joe, no matter what the color of his skin or the way he worships God, then you're living brotherhood. You can do it in little ways. If you're scouting a good baseball player for your team, don't look at his skin color. Look at his throwing arm. And if you need a new pitcher, don't ask his religion. Ask to see him sizzle a curve across the plate. That's the way you can show you really believe in brotherhood. Not by talking. No, not by talking. By doing, and by living up to brotherhood in every way, every day.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Batman and Robin made their way into Biggie Conroy's house by way of a balcony, only to be surprised by three of Conroy's armed henchmen. Now, as they stand at gunpoint, one of the men says,
"Just make one move, you guys, and you get plugged. Red, Nick, tie him up."
Uh-oh. What do we do, Batman?
What can we do, Robin? With that cannon pointed at us.
As Batman and Robin stand helplessly, Clark Kent is equally helpless in another room of the house, where he has been placed on a couch again by Biggie Conroy, Slick Bailey, and Chopin, the skinny piano player. His eyes closed, feigning unconsciousness. Kent is unaware of Batman and Robin's predicament, but he is deeply aware of his own, as Biggie Conroy stands over him, a large knife in his hand.
What are you going to do with the knife, Biggie?
I'm going to cut the bandages off our pal here, Chopin.
Cut the bandage? Well, what for?
Don't you get it, Slick? Kent's supposed to have been seriously injured in that auto accident, see? He's all bandaged up like a mummy.
Why, yeah, but
I think the accident was a phony. The kid is into thinking he ain't Superman. You see, I figure he ain't hurt at all.
Oh, I get it. You're going to cut the bandages off, and if he ain't hurt...
Right. We'll know he's faking, and is really Superman.
Good idea.
Well, here goes.
Leaning forward, Biggie Conroy begins to slash the heavy bandages from Clark Kent, who, powerless to move without revealing that he is Superman, knows that in another moment, his great secret will be known to his enemies. What can Kent do? And what of Batman and Robin in great danger in another room of the racketeer's house? The moment was never more tense, fellows and girls, so don't fail to be with us tomorrow, same time, same station, when we bring you the thrilling, smashing climax of... The Mystery of the Stolen Costume on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.